I'm Alex Abishon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott, chief meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. Republican lawmakers seem to be turning toward gambling to shore up Alabama's general fund budget, but Governor Robert Bentley says that just won't provide enough money to stave off deep cuts to law enforcement and other state agencies. Bentley spoke to the Associated Press yesterday in Dothan. He said the drafts of lottery and casino legislation proposed by Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh would bring Las Vegas-style gambling to the state of Alabama, which he says is not the budget solution the state needs. Instead, Bentley continued to press for support for his $541 million tax package. According to the governor, Alabama would lose about 130 law enforcement officers if legislators failed to balance the general fund budget. Bentley made those remarks at the Houston County Trooper Post. The governor said that post is one of 13 that would be closing under the potential budget cuts. Deputy Secretary of Veterans Affairs is visiting Alabama this week. Sloan Gibson's goal is to meet with medical center leadership, employees, and key stakeholders. Veteran homelessness is one of the issues Gibson is discussing with VA officials. At the Tuscaloosa VA, he says Alabama is doing well in the effort to end this problem.
The end of veteran homelessness is within reach. And as we achieve that very meaningful milestone, the opportunity then is to ensure that what we do is construct the kind of safety net that needs to be in place so that as veterans and veteran families become at risk for homelessness, that we're intervening sooner.
Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson's office says that city has successfully ended chronic veteran homelessness. Less than 50 veterans still remain without a home there. Mobile plans to find those without homes within the next 6 months. Alabama's first freestanding emergency room will start accepting patients today. APR's Pat Duggins reports the big concern among critics is the cost.
Medical West is a 24,000-square-foot emergency room that's like any other ER, except there's no hospital attached. Managers and community leaders cut the ribbon on the facility on Monday. It's located on the corner of Interstate 459 and County Highway 150. Patients there will find everything available at a traditional emergency room, including doctors on call, 12 exam rooms, CT scanners, and an ambulance bay. Medical West chose to locate in Hoover to accommodate patients who don't have time to fight traffic around Birmingham to get to a hospital. That convenience comes with a price. The copay for a visit is $150, and treatment can cost $1,000 or more. A second freestanding ER is set to open in October. Pat Duggins, APR News in Tuscaloosa.
A new program with the FBI, U.S. Attorney's Office, and local police in Mobile is aimed at teaching teenagers how to navigate traffic stops and other encounters with police. Now your forecast.
Lots of sunshine on this Tuesday. We'll reach temperatures back in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, overnight lows back in the upper 50s to near 60 for a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Very similar days, a touch warmer. Most areas back in the upper 80s, especially on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. No risk of rain. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.